Hello and welcome to our fourth call into setting the foundation for your empowered life. Thank you for being here live. And if you couldn't make it live and you're listening to the recording, thank you for that too, for taking the time to put yourself first. Now, before we get started, I want to share some information with you. Now, I follow the astrologer Pam Gregory, and she's been sharing from an astrological standpoint the same thing that my angelic team are telling me. And I've also been listening to Stephen Burns on YouTube, his YouTube channel, to understand the flow of energy better from a scientific standpoint. And that includes the Earth's electromagnetic field and how solar activity pushes and pulls that field, which in turn pushes and pulls us. Now, I really love their energy. They speak from a foundation of love to support, not to freak people out, but to support us to use the empowered energy within us to work with the energetic flow. And as all of you know, when we were just talking, my internet stable, my connection is unstable. And that's a result of the solar flares that came in yesterday. Now, if you're listening to the recording of this call, it is originally taking place in February of 2024. And there's a lot going on energetically. But I truly feel that what we're experiencing now is a deeper introduction to what the new normal of what Earth's energy is shaping into for our human bodies. Now, again, I'm not an astrologer and I don't understand a lot about astrology. And of course, I don't have a scientific background, but I do understand what my angelic team are saying about the energy that affects our bodies and the clarity of our thinking process. Okay, I forgot to pull in the chat. Let me grab that. Who are these people you just mentioned? Okay. Pam Gregory is an astrologer and she has a YouTube channel, and I'll post a link to her YouTube channel. Actually, yeah, that's it. That's going to be in what I'm going to share with you. And Stephen Burns he's a spiritual scientist, is the only way I can describe him. He lives in Bali. And he shows all these charts and stuff about what's happening with the planet and protons, and you know, it's kind of deep, but you know, once we start understanding, you know, how the energy that we don't see is affecting us, it's easier to work with it. Okay, so the angels are telling me that energetically this week we're being pushed to consciously choose the energy we want to be, even more so than in January. And January was intense with being pushed, but what they're doing, what the energy is doing now to remind us to make that conscious choice is being put into an experience with people who may be snippy, aggressive, communication may be scattered or lacking. You know, people are feeling the push and pull in our bodies. I don't know about you. Well, I know Edith's been sick. If you're getting sick, it's like everything snowballs. You know, if you're sometimes when the full moon, the push and pull on that, it'll make my face hurt and make my teeth hurt. All of them, not just one. Like I have a problem with the tooth. It's like everything aches, body aches, nausea, headaches. I've had a headache for 2 days off and on. And it's not, you know, like barometric pressure. This is overall, it's an earth thing. So being aware of that, you know, helps you to be more gentle with your body. And I want to remind you to use all your tools, you know, to take those deep breaths. And, you know, I think I've mentioned to you ladies before that when I had plantar fasciitis in my foot, I found out that if I would take slow, deep breaths, a few of those before I would get up and walk, the pain wouldn't be so bad. And then when it started getting better, if I'd forget and I'd get up and walk, the pain would be there. But if I took those deep breaths and got up and walked, there was no pain whatsoever. So taking those deep breaths will help our bodies not to ache so much. Okay, my internet connection is unstable again. Okay, I hope you can hear me. But anyway, the recording will record everything. Okay, so, you know, just definitely make that conscious choice to be the love energy as best you can all day, every day, and incorporate your meditations, sitting in nature, breathing into that love, that is your essence, and your week will flow better, and the love will support you to stay out of the chaos that's going on. Okay, so with that being said, today's call is going to flow like this. We'll set our intention for this program and this call, and then we'll dive deep into cause and effect and using your power. And then we're going to experience a new meditation to infuse your day and your life with love and just firmly set that intention to use your power from that love energy. And then we'll recap. Okay, so first, we solidify the intention for this program. We come together to learn how to bring your heart and brain into coherence to feel safe, to heal and rewrite neural pathways of belief, freeing you from the pain of the past, to raise your vibration to that of the limitless love of the greater consciousness of that divinity within, so that you can create and live your life from this love vibration, no matter what's going on around you. Now, our intention for this call is to open the way for you to understand and use your power, powerfully being the cause from that love vibration and reaping the rewards of the effect as love experiences. So together we set our intention. Oh, so just close your eyes and take a deep cleansing breath as best you can. And just exhale fully, pushing out any stagnant air. And just take another deep breath. And while your eyes are closed, we set our intention as we focus on feeling that breath coming into and exhaling from your body. And just listen carefully to my voice and feel the energy of my words as you breathe into this intention. As a collective, we come together with deliberate effort and focused attention to expand our awareness, to understand how to better use our power, to learn and follow through with action steps to improve our lives and fulfill our dreams, syncing with the greater consciousness as one with the divinity within. Empowered and fearless. And now with eyes still closed, just focus for a moment on your heart. And with another deep breath, just shift your focus to gratitude. And immerse yourself in gratitude for those blessings in your life. And now follow those blessings to more. More love, more joy, more happiness, opening your heart to all the possibilities of your human experience, for you truly are limitless. Infinite Spirit, in deepest gratitude, we thank you for all that's ours by divine right, having reached us now under grace in miraculous ways. And we ask, dearest angels, surround us with your diamond steel force field shield filled with strength, stamina, and healing energy that deflects negativity in all directions of time and protects us from all viruses. We are safe. In deepest gratitude, we thank you. Okay, so let's dive in. Today, I want to talk about cause and effect. Dr. Joe Dispenza talks about this extensively. Mastering cause and effect is the basis of his teachings. And Florence didn't talk about cause and effect as such. You know, that's not what she called it. But she practiced mastering it through her lectures, speaking the word, treatments, and demonstrations of empowerment. It was still a basis for her teachings too. So let's take a deeper look at cause and effect and how to manage it to create higher outcomes. Okay, so first we're programmed to take in outside stimuli and to react to it. A negative stimulant results in a fear-filled reaction. And when the external stimulant is fearful, for example, a smoke alarm going off or you receive an unexpected bill in the mail, or your child does something that freaks you out, you know, the human body and the brain, immediately that response is danger, danger. And our program response is an adrenaline rush, and our body goes into fight or flight survival mode. And from this state of stimulation or arousal, when the danger, danger reflex happens, our energy shrinks, wraps to our body, and all systems immediately go on high alert until we fully accept that we're safe. Until we establish that clear line of demarcation, a clear separation from danger to safe. Safe being the state where our body can relax and our energy can expand back out and our brain has the energy to think coherently again. And we're learning to discern between imminent, immediate danger for our life and a surprise that holds no bodily harm. You know, we're learning to reprogram our immediate response by first taking the action step to establish that we're safe and following through to feeling safe. Now, I mentioned before about when the pandemic started, Deepak Chopra was presenting live broadcasts through Facebook. And one day he was talking about feeling safe. And he said that if you don't feel safe, all the positive thinking and affirmations in the world won't support you because you'll be saying the affirmations and trying to think positively, but you'll be saying the words and trying to feel feelings through fear of not feeling safe. And that fear of not being safe is your foundation. And instead of the positive thinking and affirmations empowering you, they shine the light on how unsafe you feel. And that unsafe feeling leads you to thinking, what's wrong with me? And feeling guilty for the feelings you're having. Well, Joe Dispenza explains this as not being able to think greater than what you feel. So when we're feeling a vibration of fear, feeling unsafe, our brain can't just think us into feeling the love vibration. We have to shift our internal energy to get there. So let's just take a moment and feel safe together. We're going to close our eyes and experience all this together. But if at any point you don't feel safe, I want you to open your eyes and write down what was said that triggered that feeling of not being safe, because writing it down really quick is going to cause you to face it, observe it, and it'll immediately begin to lose its power over you, leading you to feel a little safer. But you also have that to understand that I don't feel safe here. You're going to feel that either an all over body rush of being out of agreement of that energy, or you may just feel a little tweak. So pay attention to what your body's feeling. So I'm going to make some statements here, and I want you to repeat them after me. It's safe to be me. It's safe for me to be happy. And just make note of what your body's feeling when you repeat these words, when I say them and then when you repeat them. It's safe for me to be loved. It's safe for me to love others. It's safe for me to be healthy. It's safe for me to love myself. It's safe for me to love my life. It's safe for me to trust myself. It's safe for me to be free of trauma and drama. It's safe for me to speak. It's safe for me to speak from my heart. It's safe for me to receive money. It's safe for me to be wealthy. It's safe for me to want material experiences. It's safe for me to want a better life. It's safe for me to dream big. It's safe for me to vision my new life. It's safe for me to live my new life. It's safe for me to embrace the love that is my essence. It's safe for me to release the need to worry. It's safe for me to be free from my past. It's safe for me to be me. Just a couple more things here to just kind of claim your power. Repeat these. I consciously choose to be the vibration of love energy. I am one with the divinity. I now claim in deepest gratitude. All that's mine by divine right. And it reaches me now under grace. Ooh, okay. So overall, do you feel more empowered? Do you feel more like the true you? Did one or more of the statements send a not in agreement rush of energy through your body or just a little tweak? Discerning an area you don't feel safe about ultimately empowers you to overcome the unsafe feeling and feel fully safe. We're reprogramming our mind to observe, deflect, and then consciously choose our reaction. When the danger, danger message flashes through our body, it only takes seconds to discern, are we really in danger? If it's a bill in the mail, the answer is clearly no. We're not in physical danger. But if we don't stop that rush of adrenaline, you know, if we don't flush it out, not stop it, but to harbor it in our body, but to flush it out, if we don't fully flush it out by discerning, I'm really safe, it'll just keep flowing in there. Now, once we program ourselves to immediately assess the situation and make the conscious decision, danger or safe, we then have the opportunity to consciously choose how do we want to continue to react. Do we want to go down that rabbit hole of danger that's filled with anxiety, worry, and feeling powerless? Or do we accept, I'm safe, flush out the cortisol, and consciously choose to release some oxytocin, the love hormone, and open the way for a higher outcome? Being in the conscious aware state to make the conscious choice to be the love vibration is our goal. Every day, all day long, 24/7. So let's get back to cause and effect. Okay, so years ago in one of my classes, a student made the statement, it's hard to believe you have a new car when the one you're sitting in won't start. Now, this reaction and belief are powerful, and it's normal programming in today's world. It's a perfect example of outside stimulus being the cause, the car won't start, and our reaction of despair and powerlessness being the effect. I'm stuck here because my car won't start. And then our despair and powerlessness perpetuates the experience as a new cause, with more experiences of being powerless to create a higher outcome being the effect. As a result, our life becomes a perpetual cycle of despair and feeling powerless, feeling trapped. And truth be told, The only trap is our own thinking and belief. The trap is our mindset of being powerless to improve our life. And in most cases, we're so wrapped up in that shrink wrap of fight or flight survival mode that we don't even know we're stuck, because this is our normal way of living. Do you recognize this experience? I think if each one of us takes an honest look at our life, we're going to see this pattern. But today, we know better. We have deeper insight. We know that we have limitless power within us to create a higher outcome. We have the power, and we have the empowerment support tools and action steps to take. We know that we have the power within us to create and live the life that is our version of heaven on earth. Why don't we have it yet? Well, we're just moments away. We're learning how to use our power, how to direct it, how to manage it, how to focus it, and through that focus, we create new beliefs. We rewrite over neural pathways of belief of negative thought forms and thought patterns, those actual negative beliefs about ourselves that simply are not true and do not serve us. And we're grasping a firmer understanding on our own internal power, our power to be the vibration of love, being the cause. And that vibration of love cause affecting, creating that effect of love experience. We're learning to consciously be the cause, expelling love energy and magnetically attracting experiences of yet more love energy. The experiences being the effect. We're learning to manage our power as the cause and reaping the rewards of the effect instead of being detoured from our state of love and grace by outside stimulus. No, sir, man. When danger flashes in our body, we're learning to reprogram our immediate response to be, one, am I in danger or am I safe? When the answer is safe, there's no physical danger. Number two, we can consciously choose to be the love vibration, setting into motion a new sequence of events. Number three, from the love vibration, we have coherency of thought. Our energy is no longer shrink-wrapped to our body, and we have that energy to think, because when that fight or flight happens, all of our systems go on high alert, and we're just taking care of the body, keeping the body safe. It's like muscle memory. You know, when warriors go into battle, they fight, and, you know, they know what to do, how to protect themselves. It's muscle memory. Well, that's what happens with us when we go into fight or flight. Everything shrinks down in our body. All the systems go protect the body, and there is no more energy to think. But when we're in the love vibration, our energy, it just expands out. It's no longer shrink-wrapped to our body, and our survival systems are all relaxed, and we can think clearly. And from this state of being, we can then infuse the situation with love sincerely from our heart. And we know what it feels like to fully move into that vibration of energy and use your power. And now we have this arsenal of action steps and empowerment support tools that support us to shift our energy out of the analytical headspace into the love vibration heart space and maintain it. We want to be thinking, I'm safe, claiming that state of being empowered. We want to own being the conscious cause of our life vibrating in love energy, and that love energy creating the effect by broadcasting love energy out to the universe. And two things happen. One, we become a magnet for experiences of love energy, because that's what we're vibrating in. And two, the universe mirrors back to us experiences of love energy. And just remember, you can stop that energy mirroring back to you by taking fear back and playing with it. Like, We'd be moving forward, pushing the gas pedal, and then all of a sudden you slam on the brakes by taking fear back. Now, from the love vibration, from this state of energy, you use your power. You consciously create your life from love energy. And you don't feel like you have to force your personal will. Nope. Instead, you flow in ease and grace, feeling that brilliant flow of the life force energy moving through you as one with the divinity within, empowered with love of the highest order. And from this state, your emotions are of the greater consciousness of love and gratitude, and your capacity to think is right there, where you want it to be, in the peaceful, harmonious vibration of love. And the desires of your heart come to you. You don't have to go get them. You don't have to chase them down. They come to you. You're a magnet for love experiences, and the universe mirrors it right to you. And from this state of love, the past heals in all directions of time. So there's no dragging the past into a remake in your future. I'm going to repeat that because it just came up and said that my internet is unstable. So there's no dragging the past into a remake in your future. No, no sequel. Instead, you create a new future, a new life from this generous present moment of now, fully immersed, remembering who you are as one with the divinity within. So back to the example of sitting in the car that won't start. Our brain is subjective to our emotions, and our body is subjective to our thoughts, creating emotions. Do you see the cycle you're creating? We cannot think greater than how we feel. So I'm going to say that again. We cannot think greater than how we feel. So if we're feeling trapped, resentful, angry, overwhelmed, stressed, helpless, powerless, then yes, absolutely. It's not only hard to believe you have a new car when you're sitting in one that won't start, it's impossible. It's impossible because the brain is firing and vibrating at the fear vibration of despair. And the more you try to vision the new car from this feeling of despair, the more you get stuck in that muck of the despair. And Deepak Chopra explained this when he talked about feeling safe. That despair you're feeling with the car that won't start is based in not feeling safe. So when you're trying to think positive thoughts, the trying results in feeling guilty and ashamed that you can't get there to that feeling of being safe, of what you want, of having it. And it derails your evolutionary process of creating something new. But when you set aside the situation of the car won't start and shift to the love vibration first, when you reconnect with the divinity within, if you're sitting in that car, it won't start, and you close your eyes and you take those deep breaths and you reconnect with that divinity within, accessing that greater consciousness of love of the highest order, feeling that emotion of blissful awareness that anything is possible, remembering who you truly are, a limitless spiritual being that even transcends death, because your spirit never dies. Feeling that strength and stamina like Jesus felt as he walked the soils of Mother Earth, fully immersed in the knowing that not only did the Father have his back, but the Father resided within him, making all things possible. And this is true of you. The Father, the greater consciousness of Mother, Father, God, the universe, has your back and resides within you, making all things possible. Making creating and living your version of heaven on earth possible. Whatever your version of heaven on earth looks like for you. You are always the cause and effect of your life. Are you creating the cause from being the effect of outside stimulus that freaked you out or threw you into a pit of despair, and as a result, you're manifesting more to be in despair about? Or are you using your power, consciously choosing to be the highest form of love vibration possible while still being in a human body, consciously choosing the life you want to live and fearlessly demanding it right here, right now? And from this state of being, this state of empowerment, being one with the divinity within, that vibration of love of the highest order, and all things are possible. And from this empowerment, sitting in the car that won't start, you have the strength and stamina to close your eyes and vision that beautiful new car, that car that runs so quietly you can't hear it. The seats are comfortable. The windows are clean and you can easily see out of them. You can see all around you, keeping you safe. The windshield wipers clear all rain and frozen debris from your windshield, and you can see where once you were blinded by fear. The heater keeps you warm in winter, and the AC keeps you cool in summer, and your body is in balance. The radio plays all your favorite music and you are at peace, vibrating in the love that is your essence as one with the divinity within. And you can feel that new car. You can feel it. And that new car shows up. Consciously choosing to be the love vibration changes everything. Changes your body chemistry. Improves harmony between your brain and your heart. Allowing you to enjoy your life from the love of your heart space instead of that analytical fear of your head space. The love vibration opens the way for the higher outcome over and over and over again. And when we're triggered by something and we immediately identify that we're safe and shift to the love vibration, using that chaos flush, getting it out, our brain doesn't replay the triggering event over and over again. No, sir. Our brain begins to work on solutions, answers to the problem, creating a solid plan, and that plan is based in infusing the people in the situation with love and forgiving the pain we feel, rewriting neural pathways of belief that we're not good enough, leading us to feeling safe. Safe in all directions of time. And I say all directions of time as this past life and past lives before. Transforming this negative energy to love so it doesn't show up again in our future. And if it does, I know some of you have asked me about something showing up again when you thought you'd already dealt with it. Uncomfortable energy shows up again for two reasons. One, we took it back and played with it. When we're tired, it's easy for fear to creep in, and we reminisce about past experiences, and the current fear associates with the fear of the past, and there it is. We've taken it back and we're playing with it, reinstalling the program of anger or resentment or feeling powerless. We're controlling the narrative, all right, but in a negative way. And that easily happens when we're tired. So when those thoughts come in, immediately ask yourself, am I tired? And 99% of the time, I'd even say 100% of the time, the answer is going to be yes. And you can put a screeching halt to all those negative thoughts because you've identified, I'm tired and I'm not thinking about this. And then you do something different and take those deep breaths and flush out anything you took back. And the second reason is we healed the trauma from the past to the degree that we were capable of. But maybe there was more of it that we weren't capable of looking at when we were healing it before. But now we're stronger, more stable in our love vibration, and we can go deeper into that pain and trauma of the past and heal it at a deeper level, infusing it all with love, forgiving the situation, all the people involved, and ourselves for our part in it, because we always have a part. Maybe it was because we didn't say anything. Maybe it was something else. But forgiving ourselves and moving into that state of neutrality with no judgment on any of it, no pain, no emotional charge from the past, being done with it and being free. So with this in mind, when something from the past rears its head again, we can look at it and recognize it for what it is. It's a golden opportunity for healing at a deeper level. And yes, I know what to do with this. And implement your empowerment tools and take the energetic action steps to be free of what's being revealed for you. Always keeping in mind that when we get triggered and we're hit with the pain of something from our past, it's not being revealed to punish you. No, 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 no. It's not to punish. You're more empowered than you were before. And this pain of the past is being revealed to you so you can heal it and just be free of it. Free to create and live your new life. Free to create your version of heaven on earth and live it every day. Oh, okay, so let's immerse ourselves in this new meditation, infusing your day and your life with love. Now, this meditation is like 17 minutes long. And when you're writing in your empowerment journal every day, this is perfect to support that, to help you really move into that love energy. Okay, so I'm going to begin. And so we begin. We relax into the breath and infuse your day and your life with love, opening the way to live your highest outcome. So get comfortable. And with your feet on the floor, hands gently in your lap, close your eyes, and we quiet the mind. With a deep breath, just focus your attention on your heart. And now shift your focus to gratitude of the blessings in your life. And now ask yourself these questions. Who am I? What do I want? What's my purpose? What makes me happy? Now simply allow yourself to be aware of your physical body, your hands in your lap and the feet on the floor. And now focus again on your heart and allow yourself to hear the beating of your heart as a sound or feel it as a sensation. And now with another deep breath, accept that it is safe to use the power of love within you. And now we welcome our angelic team of love and light. Jesus, Archangel Michael, and Archangel Raphael join us. And together we form a circle of love. As you hold the hand of Jesus and the hand of an archangel, breathe into the love that flows through the circle from one hand to another. Into your body, merging together from one hand to another. This love flows throughout your body, bathing all your cells with sweet, serene, healing love. Breathe deeply, focusing your awareness on the breath coming into and exhaling out of your body. Now bring your awareness to your heart and accept what your life is in this moment. No judgment. Life simply is whatever it is. And repeat after me. I accept what my life is in this moment. And now with another deep breath, accept that you have the power within you to create a higher outcome. You have the power to improve your life. And repeat after me. I accept that I have the power to improve my life. I release the need to judge myself. I accept and use my power to create the highest outcome in all areas of my life. Now place your life into the center of the circle. And from this safe space, we infuse love of the highest order into your life. And from this safe space, you release the need to hold on to the pain of the past. You release the need to judge. You forgive what's been held in unforgiveness. You accept healing. And you accept freedom from lack, despair, and disappointment. You are now free, whole and complete, in all directions of time, as one with the divinity within. And now an aspect of you, your body, moves to the center of the circle. And together we send love to your body, holding the vision of magnificent health. And your body glows with healing, love, light, feeling fabulous, whole and complete. And now we all send love to your body, holding the vision of extraordinary wealth. Money flows to you effortlessly from both known sources and unknown sources under grace. And you feel the emotional charge of being wealthy. And now we all send love to your body, holding the vision of loving relationships. You're now a magnet for loving relationships. Relationships are healed in all directions of time. You are one with the divinity within. Happy, whole, and complete. And now we all send love to your body, holding the vision of perfect self-expression. Your body glows with confidence, empowered with strength, stamina, and wisdom of the ages, knowing the words to say, being comfortable with silence, feeling no need to explain yourself, for you are one with the divinity within. Always understanding and taking inspired action. You excel at who you are and what you do. Your square of life is fulfilled, whole and complete. Now rejoin the circle, taking the hand of Archangel Michael, taking the hand of Archangel Raphael, and Jesus stands behind you with arms outstretched, taking your hand and those of the archangels. And just breathe into the peace and that intense feeling of love, love of the highest order, as you absorb their strength, their stamina, healing in all directions of time. And just breathe into your awareness of this love that you are. Breathe into the awareness of your own strength, your own stamina, your healing in all directions of time. Breathe into the awareness of your own power. And expand this awareness out into your day. And vision in your mind's eye your perfect day. Everything is working out for your highest and best good, and you're excited to learn what happens next. Feel that emotional charge of excitement. You are one with the divinity within, fully connected with the greater consciousness where all things are possible. You have dominion over the experience of your life, and you gratefully use this power, creating and living your happy life. And we ground into this energy and bring this love back with us. Just allow roots from your feet to go down into Mother Earth, down to that healing light of love, that healing source at her center, where the roots wrap around a black tourmaline sphere anchoring you. And with another deep breath, just pull that healing love energy back up through the roots, up to your feet, up your legs to your heart. When you're ready, open your eyes. Okay, so let's recap. Today we dove deep into cause and effect. We explored how we get caught in the cycle of survival mode, allowing outside stimulants to be the cause, resulting in the effect of fight or flight survival mode within us, and how that destructive cycle becomes the way we live our lives on autopilot negative programming. And then we turned the tables on cause and effect and explored the action steps to take to be the energetic frequency of love as our cause that then makes us a magnet for the effect of love energy, and how to make that our new programming, our natural progression of our energetic experience. Okay, so your daily journal pages will walk you through consciously choosing to be love energy every day. And when you write in your daily journal, you're reminded and supported every day to be the love energy. And we examined feeling safe in many different ways. And if you don't feel safe in one of those examples, you know, I hope that you wrote it down or remember what it is so that you can explore why you didn't feel safe in that area. So you can heal that, face it, and release that energy block, transforming it to love, whatever it is, so that you can be free of that and feel safe. So did you create your empowerment cards? That was our homework from last week. And are you using your empowerment tools that we've discussed, and are you implementing them in the action steps? You know, using your chaos flush when you need it. And, you know, please just use these empowerment support tools. Use your empowerment cards. Implement the support tools and action steps. And again, this is your homework for this week, to implement what we've been discussing. And it's important that you do this for yourself. Implement everything, because life is moving quickly, and we only have a limited number of calls for you to experience and ask questions when things are revealed to you and get those answers and that support right here. However, you will have an opportunity to continue working with me when our deep dive program completes. Our next step is a 3-month implementation intensive, and I'll share more about that in our upcoming calls. But just remember that you are creating a new normal state of being, a new you. And even though moments may be painful and it definitely takes effort, it's worth it to be free of past energy that's been painful and create and live your new life where you write the narrative. Okay, so thank you for being here, and this completes our call.